So you're not going to be successful in the world of Avodah Zamutzer and Mechemes HaYetzer. There's no ground for small-minded people. Mechemes HaMoichin is a phrase which is used in the Zohar. When a person's in an expansive mode, he feels like he can handle, develop, and grow, etc. That's called Godless HaMoichin. The person's in this with symptoms that can feel like he's stuck, etc. It's referred to as Godless HaMoichin. So Godless HaMoichin doesn't work when it comes to Musa. He gives us an example of this. This is the best medicine that you can produce against the Yetzer. It's not hard, but it accomplishes tremendous things. It has great benefits. Here it is. You ready? All you gotta do. Shiyamad ha'adam b'chol yoyim l'pacha sha'achas pani m'shar kalam ha'shavas. Every day, you have an hour at least where you're not thinking about anything else. L'akshav rak al zeh. To think only about the following question. And ask yourself the following question for an hour. What did Avraham and Yaakov do? The person was so interested in them. Think about what these people did. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu liked them and what they did to deserve that interest. And when you do that, you will answer, so obviously you'll desire to do the same. The person will then contemplate where he is. Is he in the path, going on the path that these people have traveled on? Be mine or not? That's it. Very simple. Just take off at least an hour every day to contemplate how great man could become and why Hashem likes them. So his point again, as he's stressing again, the point is, it's part of what we're going to see, what the Eternal will come along and say to you is, are you out of your mind to say yourself in the same breath as Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? Are you out of your mind to think about, what did David Mashiach Hashem do that Hashem liked him so much? Okay, I'll try to do the same thing. You're no shaykhus to him. You're so far removed from him. That's what the Yetzirah will come along and say. And the Rambam is saying that what we have to do is a person has to truly contemplate and understand that he's not so far removed from that, their world. And you start the path. That's the positive Musa. Hashalom Rishon Belima Rabavoy. The first step is contemplation. For Rashi, the word "b'tenu yo perchafe." Chayav alomer Musa yigio ma'aseh la'maaseh Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Now listen to the words. Chayav adam lomer ke. What am I going to get there? Right. She says, when do you think you're going to be like Einstein? My answer is, never. I'm not Einstein. I'll never be Einstein. But I'm afraid to ask, when will I be Avraham Yitzchak? When will I get there? chayvin lomer kank yizoa aschola v'hayisoy. Okay. Now he makes a side swipe. So how foolish are these people with limited intelligence, small heads, hamadamim, who have assumed and contemplated and believe kishitos yeshen mezem. There's different opinions. There's different approaches. Kilo based matters echad doigel but the godless order. Mashenei no garvasei so. There's the Sabotka approach. They believe in godless order. And there's a Novartic. There's the Novartikian approach of the that they believe in the, how low man is. It says they're foolish. Mashach laugh. We're talking about mamash gufei tara. Chai vadim l'arim yetsim masa yigim ma'aser the ma'aser. Is a chazal. Now, I don't hold. It must be that the Vardikin approach doesn't believe in that chazal. I mean, excuse me. Like, what do you think? Now, there's a lot of quote unquote supposedly not stupid people who believe this. She calls him Katani Hamoya. That's his title for that. So we mentioned this before, this idea that there's no way Rebbe Yossel could have done what he did and had the strength to believe what he was doing unless he had a strong confidence in the ability of a human being to contemplate emes and search for emes. From that point, he said, you know, I'm not there yet. I got to really, you know, he would, as it were, he would be asked himself, what's your problem? You're not there. But it was all predicated on a very clear belief in the ability to find out that human being can reach those madrigals. And now let's get there. It wasn't, well, we're horrible. If you're horrible, so just like, what are you wasting time for? It wasn't, he didn't suffer from low self-esteem, as they would say that. Oh, my dear clinical, your clinical problem, low self-esteem. He didn't have that problem. I'm not saying there are people who have that problem nowadays. They do. Right? I think our generation suffers from low self-esteem. Myself included. It says, but the first step is, so I don't know about you, I've never done this hour. I suppose the Seder tells it's 20 minutes long. At best, you know, you start like right on time, maybe a little bit over time. And I learned myself to Shoram. I didn't sit there and contemplate about how, when we reach Avraham of Yaakov. We're saying that that's not acceptable. You can't really do it otherwise. At some point in the process, X amount of years down the road, it peters out if you don't have this permission.
I don't know what I would think about it.
For an hour.
I mean, I can't do it. That's like, maybe I would think about, you know, my rebellion, someone who I know a little bit better. What do you, like, I would think that this would be dangerous. It's just like you don't make pictures of the elbows. You might make wrong image. Probably start making, I'd have to make stuff up if I was thinking about an hour. How would I know what I'm thinking is true?
Yeah, so for us, these ones would be to learn, try and learn through the chazals and learn through the mafushim about understanding the maisa of us, specifically in the nisyanos that they had and the challenges that they had and how they responded.
Learn about it.
You know, to the point where we feel we have a real clarity of a picture of what they did. Right? But then understanding, like, you know, when do I live through similar situations? My wife told me over today, you know, they have the Yarchi Kala for Mechantos. Before they have for the Mechantos, they have for the Mechantos, a 3-day program.
When is this going?
The next Sunday, and only. Right. So the women is this week.
Through a shield pro.
Right. So my wife is attending the program. So the presenter today was the woman named Mrs. Minna Glick. Minna Glick is Rebbe's sister. They come from quite Chosha Behemoths. The enemies of Birnam, Reverend Birnam, she's a brilliant woman. And she basically, her presentation today was that when Kosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu Lech Lecha, the arts of Homeratum Esavichi, he was saying, forget about your past. Don't feel bound and limited by your past. Your past is irrelevant to you. People sit with it. They're nostalgic, etc. You know, that's not where your avodah is. And that's an Nisoyan to a person. Then there's an Nisoyan of the Kedah, which is forget about your future. You're going to build Klal Yisrael, all these, the imagine this flowery imagination of the fantasies that we're going to accomplish. Forget about that. That's irrelevant. So you're left for just the moment in the present. Forget about the past, forget about the future, left for the moment in the present. Live in the moment of the present. The moment of the present, you have a relationship with your God. That's all there is. That was a problem. We saw people, we saw people in Klal Yisrael who overcame the past. They survived the war, and, they lost everything. They started over again. But what invigorated them was their vision for the future. Right? Then there were Yechidim who, for whatever reason, were not able to build a future. They tried and it didn't work. So what's the answer? You have your blood and your water. We have your present right now. That's beyond our picture. Understand? But that's really what it's about. And if you build, the next step, the thought process, if you truly build the present, then you will have a future. Whatever that means. The people who live in the future don't really have a present either.
So. Be now, here, or nowhere. I think I saw it in a yoga book.
Oh, very nice. Do you have to have an image of where you want to go, though?
All of these things, the discussion is a process of discussing. The avoida is the ability to be. Rabbi Dr. Tversky says, well, I'll tell you the story. He says about one time he went for this sauna thing, this spa thing, so they can help you relax, etc. See, personally, he lived with tremendous under pressure. I once took Senator from Cleveland to visit him in his office in Pittsburgh. I mean, it's such a level of this is before he started Gateway. He was the head of the psychology department in the hospital there. He was already involved in a lot of different addiction things, etc. Very, very busy man. So he went, goes to the spa, he feels like himself relaxing. He says, "You have 10 minutes." This is Gavaldic. So I'm done. My limbs only have to stay in there for an hour. He says, 50 minutes. It was agony. He says, he couldn't just be with himself. He disliked himself so much, he couldn't spend 50 minutes just with himself. That was a fascinating one. A lot of us, the way we ascribe greatness to ourselves is by what we're accomplishing. So if I'm not accomplishing, then I have no greatness. So it's all by what I'm doing and what I'm accomplishing and what I'm building. That's not the reality. You're great because you're great. But, The next step is, okay, so then take that greatness and do something with it. But you can't really do something with it truthfully, which is real, if you don't accept that first step. Because otherwise you don't know who you are. So, you know, so I'm building with the tools of Eli Rang. Who's Eli Rang? I don't know. Whatever. And sometimes it'll work, you know, and maybe the way you think that you're building, and you're supposed to be building, is not shachas to the real way you're supposed to be building. If you truly learn to recognize who you are, then you would.
Right.
I wonder about that sometimes. I do. Usually I just ignore it. Nothing to deal with it.
You get too busy.
That's for sure true. Because the second half of the scary part of this is, okay, so let's say the person sits there and realizes, are you ready to make the change of revamping your vision of who you are, and then live according to that? Most of us are not.
Right.
So it's just easy enough to think about it.
Right. Easy way.
On that happy note, let's next paragraph. Hello, but they read the South Dusham. Let's go further. What?
I've never seen him referred to as the Tzato.
By revolver or general?
In general? Or
yeah, he referred to some of the Bale Machshava referred to him as the Tzato. The word of the right. Okay. If you feel that the karech of the yetzer is too great, and you cannot deal with this power which is greater than you, that possibility he responds to in the following way. In regard to this issue, Chorad Hoya with Tzava Kikrukya Hakadosh Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. The Rashbi was concerned about this problem, and he publicized it in the following phrase. Vai loin livnei nosha, woe is to man. The kuchabrichu also imhoin migalusa. The Bershim is stuck with them in Golis. Leaving kaiva kaiva yarki and ish. The Bershim looks and sees there's nobody there. Al ish to the dark guy, ponu basokin dilhoid. Everybody's busy with their own stuff. Barkin dilhoid on their own paths. Okay. So, called Worm Shadow Adam Eno Kosha was that. Kushla Moid Moid like Yellow Shlamus. Well, Adam Kosha was that. Karav Elov Moid. Woe to the man who doesn't, because if you don't, you're not going to get there. And if you do, it's very easy to get there. For me, Shayna Kosha Makshova Shal Ramamus. Lala made me my Sam Shal Gleliyo. Yikshala Moid like Gia Lide Ezra. So the person who will not think about it can't get anywhere. Very hard. hard to get there. A hamariv lachshav is the person has the chutzpah, as it were, to push through and contemplate these possibilities. Just thinking about it alone connects you to the possibilities. I would say the following. There was just an H.com article came out this week. I don't know if you saw it or not, about this young lady who's was born with no legs. It's crazy, Maisa. She was born with no legs to parents, ex. They decided they can't deal with it. They abandoned her. The story goes that the wife never even saw the baby. The husband decided he can't deal with it. He didn't let his wife look at the baby. The father was a very abusive, controlling, domineering husband. Another family heard about it, and they traveled. They said they can't leave a baby like that. They traveled, and they adopted the baby. They already had three sons. It was a girl. And their attitude was, the word can't is a four-letter word. We'll figure out a way to do it. And we'll make her do it. I mean, she can do it. She has a amount of love and respect and confidence in her. She accomplished tremendous things. So she went on to become like state champion tumbler in Illinois. She built a very strong arm. She said, climbing to the you know what rope is? You know, in gym they have something called rope, and you climb. She took her hands all the way up to the ceiling and down. Right? That type of thing. So she now works as an aerialist, as an acrobat. As it turned out, that her lowest evidence to go to was that her sister, her older sister, who never knew that she had a sister even, the name Dominique something or other, who was the gymnast, Olympic gymnast, gold medalist from 1996. That was her older sister. And she wrote a book, and that was why it's in the news. She wrote a book called she was on balance. She found the balance called Off Balance, how her father was abusive, etc. And how she's happy for her younger sister, who got a much better deal by moving into this family, which was supportive and loving, etc., and gave her the self-esteem to accomplish what she accomplished. She would have been, her family, she would have been destroyed. Like, that's like the major part of the book. Yeah. So that's what this article. So it seems to be the worst thing that ever happened to her was the best thing that ever happened to her. But that message of, if we can instill into our kids the message of you can, it's the biggest bracha you can ever do for a kid. Now, part of the way you can do it as you can is by not doing it for them and saying you can do it. Kids hate that. They want self, I want to do myself. They also have the other end. When they're not in the mood, I can't deal with this. Meltdown. And says, you can do it. Children self-esteem, the better it is, because the more a person will come to situations, okay, I can't change. You can't change. Of course you can change. A person with low self-esteem, so they can't change. I'm stuck. So how does she have to learn most? So all of us is going to learn is just going to frustrate him and make him feel worse. So just give him guilt feelings. Slowly but surely, a person can constantly think about the possibility of that greatness is a pot. I could have greatness. I could accomplish greatness. I'm from a family of greats. I have connections to greats. You do that enough, you understand how they did it. They became great. What they did, so I can do it too. But it's a very, very concerted effort. Well, finish all the shmos and mutter. Help you get there. You have to abandon them eventually. Because crutches are crutches. You're never going to run the marathon with the crutches.